Colonel Simpson's farm in Innisfil has reopened again for the season, offering lots of fun, family activities and fresh produce, and of course, lots of corn. The 56-year-old family-run farm is home to second-generation Richard and Crystal Simpson and their two adult children who help on the farm seasonally. The farm grows and sells an abundance of vegetables sold out of the market, including fresh cherry tomatoes, zucchini, onions, carrots, English cucumbers, and cabbage, as well as a variety of corn such as sweet, white lightning, peaches and cream, and gold rush corn, which is hand-picked fresh every day. The market also carries local Mennonite jams, jellies and preserves, and honey from Innisfil Creek Honey. "We try to network with other local growers and showcase their items," says Richard, adding they sometimes trade corn for other local products. Local artist Jim Quinlan of Quinlan Creations has returned to the farm again this year, selling his folk art paintings on the weekends and the occasional weekday. "He is wonderful," Richard compliments Jim. "His folk art adds to the market." Other attractions include the Sunflower Stroll, which was created last year by Richard to bring some sunshine during the pandemic. It was his first time planting over 30,000 sunflowers on the land, where he then carved a path through the patch, allowing visitors to take a leisure walk through the field of gold. This year, Simpson has added another 15,000 sunflowers to the patch, and visitors can now purchase freshly cut sunflowers to take home. "It's a nice walk with multiple planting," he shares. "The whole story of the flower, where some are blooming and others not quite there yet, it's a really neat experience." Simpson adds he has been learning a lot about sunflowers over the past year and shares the flower is extremely important for pollination and attracts many mourning doves, butterflies, and bees to the farm. Colonel Simpson's farm was originally formed in 1965 by Richard's parents, George and Beverly Simpson. Richard and his four siblings grew up working on the farm and tending to the corn every season. "I've been handpicking corn since I was a little boy," shares Richard. "My father was the driving force of this farm. We all have other businesses outside of corn, which is very seasonal, but we all rally together this time of year." Richard shares that his father was coined the Colonel, a nickname the customers gave to him, and thus became the name of the farm over 5 decades ago. When George Simpson, the Colonel, passed away in 1999, Richard and his family took over the farm, and every year they employ local students to help with the farm's seasonal operations. "One thing we look for when educating new staff about the corn and different fruits and vegetables is positivity. When customers come in, they're happy we're open. So, I want my employees to enjoy that and have a great experience too." Starting August 11th, guests who visit the farm with a purchase ticket will be automatically entered into a weekly draw for a chance to win a $20 gift card to be used at the farm. The farm also has staged tractors for guests to sit on for pictures, and multiple trails and pathways carved out of nature to create secret cut-ins. "I encourage people to spend as much time as possible exploring the grounds," says Richard. Colonel Simpson's farm is located at 5813 Young Street, Innisfil, and is open Monday to Friday 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays and holidays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are $8, adults, and $4, children ages 5 to 17. Kids 4 and under are free. Alternatively, a family of 4 is $20, 2 adults, 2 kids. Please note, pets are not allowed at the farm and masks are mandatory when entering the marketplace for a safe shopping experience. As well, the Sunflower Stroll is weather-dependent and updates on any unforeseen closures will be posted on Colonel Simpson's Farm Facebook page. To stay up to date with the farm's activities, visit here.